Hey guys, welcome back to the Midday Malls Podcast, episode 32. I'm Gage.
I'm Isaac.
And I'm Brody.
And this is Midday Bubbles Podcast. Now a word from our sponsor. How is everybody this week?
Recording. I am recording this week.
You're...
I'm actually recording my audio like I'm supposed to.
Last week, Isaac sounded like he went through puberty. I'm sorry. He's back to his normal state. I'm sorry, guys. There was an issue with him. His brain.
Look, it's never done this before. It was like I clicked record. The it was progressing, you know, but it was recording a whole lot of no audio at all. So
right. You might have just had a weird mic thing, but we're not here to be Linus Tech Tips. We are here to talk about the latest events. But hey Brody, I didn't ask you. I feel bad. Brody, how's your week been?
Good.
Good. Good.
A little interesting. It's very interesting to turn on the news.
Yeah, right now for sure.
Right. So Brody showed us a clip from Tucker Carlson tonight, and he wants to talk about the rioting. So hey, I'm gonna let Brody go, and because he knows the most about this, I think. So take it away, Brody.
What do you want me to say? You want me to break down the whole thing?
I want you to like introduce it to the listeners. For the record, guys, I haven't been keeping up with the news.
Most people know about it.
Know about it because I haven't been watching the news.
So yeah. don't listen to Gage at all.
I did see the Tucker Carlson clip.
Gage's opinion is not important.
Okay. The microphone's yours, Brody.
Okay, this man named George Floyd died. One of the major causes would be because of a policeman. A policeman put his knee on his neck, and then he died.
Wow! Very, very excellent. Very, very, very accurate.
Well, I mean, that's too long. Didn't read.
Yeah.
Policeman put knee on head on neck.
I feel like you'd be a good NPR guy. You're like, and for more information, visit npr.com.
Yeah, none of us are writing long articles about this.
Right. I mean, I don't even think it's about that anymore, though. I don't think it's really been about that for these riots, for the any of it.
I was given the whole play-by-play.
Right, yeah, but
so what is
they started with because this guy died from a police officer. The police officer,
that was step one.
Yeah, that's how it started. What is the motive? Out of control into riots.
Step two was Twitter.
So what is the motive? What is making people want to go out and riot?
It's confused what the motive is actually.
Yeah.
Right. Are they looking for racial justice, or are they just looking to protest against the police system?
It is really what they're after, but then they're not protesting, they're rioting, and they're not behaving in any reasonable manner.
I hear that they were looting?
Right. Like, if you look at the whole thing, they're looting, they're damaging.
Like instance of protesting and violence and looting put together, I think the message is that people want chaos. We want violence.
I want to live in a safe country.
No, I'm just saying,
not have to worry about getting my house robbed or someone to loot it.
Right.
No, there is no clear message because it doesn't really make any sense.
This is crazy, though.
It's Black Lives Matter and Antifa using this guy's death from the police officer as an excuse to go out and cause chaos and terrorize is really what I see it as.
What did this cop do to this guy? Like, so is it the cop's fault or?
It's unsure. There's videos that the news will show you, but I mean, in the case of the cops, most likely if the guy didn't resist at all, it would have been fine. But I think
the guy resisted
arrest, most likely.
Okay, so the guy resisted. So that changes things. I mean, the guy was was shot by a police officer. Is that how he died?
No. Are you confused?
Well, please fill me in. Like I said, I haven't seen the news in over a week and a half. So, you know.
Well, no.
This guy was being detained, and the cop sat on his neck for longer than really reasonable, and that could have been a big factor in him dying after that encounter.
Well, okay, so this guy is resisting arrest.
The police claim that he resists arrest, but some people say that he actually didn't resist arrest.
How, were there witnesses there, or was it just the police officer saying whatever?
There's video. There's video of it. There's video of certain parts. There's surveillance video of certain parts. It's hard to find a full image. That may be on purpose. That may not be on purpose.
Right. Okay. So here's my two cents. It's okay to protest something like that, but rioting and causing property damage and stealing because of this, I think is totally inappropriate. I think that, I mean, this country was built on protest and democracy is if someone doesn't like something, you know, or a bunch of people don't like something, then you're allowed to create change by, you know, getting into politics or you know, telling your or electing local officials to change things.
Yeah, that's the easiest part of it. The easiest part of it is saying that them as protesters or activists at all destroying individuals' businesses is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is wrong. I mean, if there were protesters obviously in North Anson and they were breaking into my fucking office, I would be pissed. I'd be like, what the hell, you know? But it's just not. It's not appropriate. It's not appropriate behavior for protesters.
There are people that are protesting. There are people that are legitimately out there to protest, and there's people and that are out there to inspire chaos. I feel there's two groups of people, and it makes it difficult because, I mean, I personally feel that we should be treating these protests and riots as an act of terrorism because they really are. They're burning down businesses. They're burning down. They're burning down buildings. They're damaging property that has nothing to do with this guy dying. They're not helping. They're not,
well, even if it did,
inspiring.
Yeah,
they're not
still not appropriate.
Changing. They're just damaging. They're just hurting and they're looting, and they need to be treated like people that are after just chaos, like terrorists.
Exactly. But regardless of what stance of politics you stand on, I believe that personally protesting is a great way to tell, you know, express change or express your opinion. However, right, when it becomes, you know, breaking the laws of, you know, looting, especially, you know, breaking and entering, stealing, causing damage to private property, you know, that's then when it becomes a totally different thing. You know, is this the community backing, you know, coming back and telling the government that, oh, you're wrong, or that, you know, your police officers are wrong, or, you know, I don't know. I just feel like we're not getting the whole story. You know what I mean? I feel like the information that's available.
Well, hardly any of the news outlets are covering any of this. I mean, Fox
because they want
is.
This to be, oh, the Fox. Cops bad, the government's bad. You know, we're right. All racist. White people are racist.
I think they want it to be a bit confusing on purpose, you know, like, it's hard to get a full story
because they're pushing,
you know,
their agenda.
It should be clear. It should be clear looking at the video. Did he resist? Did he not resist? You know, what's wrong? What's right? What's wrong? You know, obviously parts of it were wrong.
And I'm sure there's people out there that know, but I mean, I don't blame them for trying to nullify information just to cause other people from, or to stop people from getting more upset or other people from getting upset for other reasons. I mean, that makes sense, but they should be covering heavily all these riots and how terrible they are. It's not acceptable how little is being done about them and how little is being covered about them and how much and how many people are out in the streets causing chaos and anarchy. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. And
Well, the news has been running riot stuff 24/7.
break.
Well, sure.
Well, yeah, because they're getting a lot of coverage. People are like, oh my God, what's going on in these Foxes, states? You know what I mean?
I mean,
so I think something that's funny about this whole thing is before we were recording, Brody got an email from his college. We're not going to say the college name because no hate towards them. But Brody, what did the email around? What were they saying? Are they just
addressing it. It was just a standard practice of an institution.
I don't even think they should address it. It's not their business. It's that they're there to educate people on, you know, just further education means not educate people on current events and politics. It's not
right.
It's not their place.
It might have not been their place to do that. I don't know. I
think that's upsetting. It shows the agenda in things that have no place to have any agenda.
Right. It seemed out of place. I wouldn't have expected it.
Did the local school district send you anything, Isaac?
I really haven't checked my emails all that much.
I wonder. No, I think it's crazy. And I think so, you know, us as humans, we know right and wrong. And I think that when you have news anchors on the news justifying what's obviously wrong, I think that's when we start to realize that, shit, we have an actual problem in our politics with people with their agendas. You know, just because, you know, they're doing something, it doesn't make it right. This is not a right situation. It's a terrible situation. And honest to God, I personally can't believe that we are living in a world where people on the news are saying, oh, this is okay. You know, they're not condoning the acts of violence, the people that are destroying private property. They're saying that's okay. And that the cop was wrong. It's disgusting to me, honestly. I feel like it's crazy. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't know. It is like many different individual events are very weird. Like the protesters, well, maybe not the protesters, but the violent protesters, they were attacking the CNN building. That was just like, why? I didn't understand that at all.
Yeah, I think any violence in protests, whether it's a conservative protest or a liberal protest, I think if you're following the laws and you're being a good citizen, I think that, you know, you're fine. But once you start, you know, vandalizing and whatever, that's when it's like, listen, you just went from protesting to committing a crime.
Vandalism?
Well, vandalism.
Destruction of property.
Destruction of property, you know, any of that stuff. I mean, it's crazy to me, but I don't know. Listen, every day something crazier happens, and I can't even believe I didn't hear about that. I heard about a little bit of it, but I just didn't know what the hell was going on because I don't know. I just don't have time to watch the news this week, but it's, yeah, it's one of those things. I will actually tune in though this week at some point because I want to hear what they have to say. These sorts of things,
they don't seem fitting to America. You would think you would see these things happening in China or in some communist country that mistreats its people.
Yeah, where the people don't live free. Don't.
Right. That's understandable. There's reasons to be upset there.
Right.
You can't be up in arms over one police officer who screwed up.
Yeah, maybe, you know, he didn't do his job right.
There's too many police officers. They're just doing their job like anyone else. And not mistakes every, happen. Like,
I'm not gonna
and people sometimes people are scummy. But
exactly.
That doesn't mean that all police officers are bad. That doesn't mean that the whole system has to fall down. That doesn't mean that you need to that doesn't warrant the rioting and the burning and the looting and the stealing and the evil. That's evil. That's wrong.
At the end of the day, police officers are here to enforce our laws that are created by our, you know, people in power, our the politicians that we elect. They, you know, go out every day, and some of them don't come home. I mean, let's talk about local that police officer that got shot a couple years ago in Norridgewock. Right, he had a family, but he was protecting. He serve and protect. He goes out. and he makes sure that people are safe. And every day you put on that suit, you are risking your life. So I'm not saying that every police officer is right. There are very scummy people. And, you know,
in this case, it looks like the police are afraid to protect and serve because, you know, they're just crowd controlling. They're not even going to defend their police station, even though it's city property. It's their police station. They have every right to defend their police station, but they're just going to let riots, you know, they're going to let rioters occupy it. You know, it's weird.
I think the reason that they do that is because they're afraid that either they're going to get killed or that something is going to go down to the point
that
it's going to be
portrayed as wrong for them to defend their city property. Right. Which sounds weird.
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, so this cop that stepped on the guy's neck, George Floyd, I think is his name. You know, he stepped on his neck, whatever. Well, I'm not saying whatever to that. I'm saying don't take that the wrong way. But let's not just think about him as a person. Let's think about what the media is doing to his family. Right. So you have these protesters in these media. I mean, the people on the internet are very clever. Journalists are very clever. They're going to hunt down anyone who's related to these people. It's like I feel like the media should have had the common decency to not have like totally exposed us to be. I don't know. I feel like you got to think about everything, not just, oh, this one guy, he can be scummy or not. You know what I mean? Like, did you get what I'm saying?
Well, I think the media does pretend like they know who George Floyd was when, you know, nobody, like the news media doesn't know who George Floyd was.
Right. I mean,
and even if they ask his family now, how do you know that their answers aren't going to be biased because now they're getting news attention? You know, right. George Floyd could have been a bad person. We don't know.
It's clout. didn't someone say that the autopsy had found some sort of drug use?
They alluded to it, but
right. I don't know.
I mean, we don't know the answers.
No, we don't.
You know,
let's just pray and hope he was
in the wrong. The policeman obviously was in the wrong to some degree. You know, it's all wrong. It's all wrong from all sides.
Yeah.
I guess all we can do is just hope that this calms down and
things start to go from all sides.
I honestly don't agree with the wait and hope it calms down approach, Gage. That's what all the politicians are wanting to do. That's what they're just hoping these rioters will stop.
Well, what are we supposed to do?
I think we need to make them stop. I think we need to put force into action. Right. I think we need to use our police and use our military.
Not to go
be useless in other countries and fix their problems, but to fix our problems. Why do we have one of the world's most powerful militaries to twiddle their thumbs in Afghanistan and not sit here in our country and protect our people, protect our businesses, and stop riots? We have the power. We have the control. Why aren't we using it?
I agree with you to a point. However, I don't think that once the government starts getting involved, I mean, then you could think that, okay, well, this is the government turning to become too big, right? Like, okay, let's put this on the other foot. Let's just shoes on the other foot. Conservatives, you know, their gun rights. So we're afraid that, you know, police officers are going to start knocking on our doors and take our guns away, right? Right to bear arms against tyranny of the government.
That's what these protesters want. Antifa doesn't want guns. Black Lives Matter doesn't want guns. They're liberals.
When the government, what I'm saying is the shoe's on the other foot. So the liberals are going to say, well, hey, we got these people in Afghanistan. Why don't they come and help take away all the guns and arrest the people that have the guns, right? It's a sticky situation because either way, it could be flipped to be a double standard, right, Isaac?
Sure.
Midday mumble. So like, what are you saying, man?
I'm saying that if we are here, saying we're being biased because if we say we have this powerful military, let's go ahead and calm these protesters down and arrest them.
I don't think they need to be calmed. I think they need to be killed. I think the people, if you see someone burning a building down, I do not think that our forces should be hesitating to shoot them.
I don't disagree honestly. With you, Isaac.
We
I
need
don't
to
disagree
get
with you
things
at all.
Under control.
I'm just saying that I don't want the future of politics to be, you know, oh, you guys are just biased or it's a double standard, right? Because if the shoe was on the other foot, the Democrats would be wanting the same thing, right? With I'm using gun rights as an example because of, you know, the tyranny thing, but I just don't think the government should be getting involved that heavily with the military. I think the local police, I don't know. That's just my opinion on it.
But the problem is they don't have things under control. If they were able to get things under control with their state's police departments, then that's fine. I mean, I don't even get why they're not tear gassing the crowds. It's not like we do not have resources for less lethal crowd control. We have the means. We should be enacting it.
Right.
Peaceful protesting is good until it's not. Until it turns into this. And regardless of if there's people in the crowd that were there for peaceful protesting, if they're still there while the riots are going, they should understand that they should be tear gassed because they're getting out of control and because they're damaging businesses that have no reason to be damaged. They're damaging people's lives that don't have any affiliation. They're doing more damage than this cop did to this random crackhead. It's the problem at this point.
Also, I want
the
to make a point,
the
like, it's hard
they're
to,
the problem.
I think it's also hard to categorize people as peaceful protesters. Like, I'll watch the news, and it seems like the news will say, okay, this group is being peaceful, but it's not like all homogenous. It's like mixed in is non-peaceful protesters running in and out between the peaceful protesters. And I think probably most likely the peaceful protesters have a limit. You know, they'll see enough things and they'll be like, okay, you know, me seeing that event, me seeing what's in front of me is calling me to action. I'm not going to be a peaceful protester anymore. I'm going to start doing stuff. I'm going to start, ooh, I'm going to help my fellow protesters. And now we're going to become violent, you know.
Go throw this mailbox across the road. Go burn this car down. Go
right. People have limits in there. Oh, you know, I'm about to be called into action. You know, you don't know why. Maybe they're just feeling it in that moment. I don't think it's right to be like, you know, going on the news and the news are just labeling all these people as peaceful because, you know, looting wouldn't go on if, you know, wow, 90% of them are peaceful now. It's like they're all at certain limits. They're about to hit their limits. They're going to go from peaceful into violent. You know, you'd never know when.
And you would think a peaceful protester, someone that was genuinely just caring about the well-being of our country, wouldn't stick around when things went south and it's getting worse.
They all stick around. They stick around late into the night. They're waiting for things to calm down so that they can, you know, strike and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
You know, I don't see peaceful protesters. I see people waiting for opportunities. Why are they sticking around? It's weird.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Jesus. Isaac was getting very passionate for a minute there. Honestly, I just didn't want to interrupt. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this guy, this
and
kid.
And that may be the right reason for them to try to shut it down earlier is because those people are going to wait and they're going to keep waiting around for that moment to become violent protesters. So the quicker you shut down the protests, the less likely the people will switch and become violent protesters and will lead to more damage, more looting, and so on.
Sure. I mean, I think you're right in that, but there's a certain danger to that mentality too, though, Brody, that if we shut down the peaceful protesters that we feel almost certain that they're going to become violent because that's the pattern. That's what's happening. They're becoming violent. But if we allow that sort of thing to happen, what happens when they are just genuinely peaceful protesters in another scenario? But this sort of thing is allowed now to just shut them down. Then our system in the way it's supposed to work is being stopped from working the way it's supposed to work. I think when they get violent, justice should be served to them.
Served, yeah.
I think I think there should be lines that are understood and made clear to them. Maybe through loudspeaker that if they do not disperse when it gets violent, and if they don't disperse, they could be shot. And I think that some of them should be shot so that people can get it in their heads that they are doing something wrong, because they are. Justice must be served. But exactly. It's not being served. And that's why these people are still out there rioting. That's why they're careless. Because they have no reason to be afraid. They have no sort of thing to limit them. So why not just continue?
I reckon that Isaac's speech was a good place to end the rioting conversation.
I'm mad now, Gage.
Yeah, this first segment is really going to solidify us into a niche for listeners.
So moving on to our next topic.
So if you're still listening.
Yeah. So moving into our next topic, we're actually going to be talking about the Joe Rogan podcast for a minute. So they recently decided to sign an exclusive deal with Spotify to move their podcast off from every other platform and onto Spotify. Now, they are still going to be allowed to post clips onto YouTube, but that's it. The podcast is strictly on Spotify. However, the clips are on YouTube. They will continue to be on YouTube. So here's a kicker. They sold their podcast to Spotify for anywhere between $150 million and $250 million. Now, we don't have an exact number, but it is said that it's around that amount of money. A majority of their listeners come from mobile devices. YouTube is only a small fraction of their yearly listeners. I think it was said that they get about 1 billion monthly downloads or something across all the platforms. And I think on YouTube, they only get like a little fraction of that. So it's crazy. Joe Rogan, one of the biggest podcasts in the world. But yeah, now exclusively on Spotify.
I think that's kind of cool.
People are calling him a sellout, though.
No, but he's not, obviously. It's not like he's going to do anything that's going to limit his speech. He's the most, just open and out there kind of guy you could imagine. But I think it's cool that Spotify is wanting him to be on their platform, because YouTube clearly doesn't, or else he wouldn't be so censored on that platform. But Spotify is looking for him to come because they understand that there's benefits to him. They're not trying to censor him. They're you know, allowing him to be there and allowing his listeners to listen to him.
Something pretty funny about this whole situation is Joe Rogan podcast has never been on Spotify before. So when they purchased him, they have literally, this is the first time the Joe Rogan podcast has ever been on Spotify. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a majority of our listeners come from Spotify. So like Spotify, I think, is really turning into that podcasting app. I find that a majority of our listeners come from Spotify than any other platform that we're on. And we're on about 30 different platforms.
I think Spotify is just a good all around sort of platform for music and for just general audio source consumption.
But it's also being said that Spotify is entering the video gang, the video game. So they're going to be a direct competitor with YouTube, because the Joe Rogan podcast is a video podcast, and they are introducing soon a new video platform. I don't know what it's going to be called. I don't know anything about it. The rumors are very limited, obviously, but it's going to come hand in hand with the Joe Rogan pod and any other, you know, video thing that they have on their platform. They've experimented with videos in the past. Newer music has a video that plays, like the music video will play, but that's just about it. They really haven't done much with video before, but this would be crazy. I heard someone say that this will really, you know, scare YouTube in the sense where they got to get their act together.
Who owns Spotify? Do you know?
It's some independent company. I think it's Swedish.
Huh.
I don't know.
They're not owned by any of the bigger tech companies like Google or anything. That's good then. I like that. That makes me happy.
Right. Yeah, no, they're not owned by any huge Silicon Valley company. I think somehow the guy that created Napster is involved with Spotify. I don't know what the history of Spotify is.
I do know a little bit about that. I think he just worked on developing Spotify.
No, he was a CEO for a while.
Well, yeah, but he just understood stuff. He just understood how to do stuff. It's not like Spotify is a music torrenting site. It's not.
But I don't know anything about it anymore. However, I know that this is a big moneymaker for Spotify because it's hard to make money in the music game, right? Because you have the record label and all these other people that have their hand in the pie. Whereas podcasting is generally a few people involved. You know, you got your studio, maybe you got a producer or whatever, and that's how that's set up. It's very different in the music game. So I feel like there's more money to be had in podcasting than there is in any other industry right now, because people pay large amounts of money for a couple hundred thousand downloads. It's pretty crazy. But the thing is, I think the world's is wrong on who's listening to these podcasts, because I think for a while, a lot of people thought it's just older people, because I mean, for a while in the beginning days, it was older people. Generally, the demographics are around anyone who makes around 70,000 plus are usually the ones that listen to podcasts.
Well, but
influencers.
You know my friend Night Chicken. He'll listen to them just in the background, just for noise, you know, sort of deal.
Which is crazy, yeah.
Right.
Because the demographic is changing. You have more YouTube influencers. I know the Gus and Eddie podcast is something you listen to once in a while. And the point that I'm trying to make is that these podcasts are kind of interesting because they're making it so younger people want to listen. You know, the Official podcast is a good example as well. They have a lot of younger, you know, or teenage listeners and even younger, which is unbelievable, but it's true. And that's just how it works. The demographics is changing, and more and more people are listening to podcasts, which is great for the industry, but at the same time, it makes it more competitive. It's kind of like any other thing. But, you know, if you had a podcast like 10 years ago, I don't want to say there were very few of them, because there were a lot of them. But at the same time, it was easier to get to be in the top 50 or maybe the top 100 of a category. Nowadays, it's so competitive. It's just as competitive as like the video market on YouTube.
Well, anything on the posting online sort of deal is competitive because everyone can do it. And anyone can try their hand at it. So there's so many people, it's going to be hard to be noticed.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But it's crazy. But hey, hopefully, I don't know. I'm not a big Joe Rogan fan, but yeah, if you want to listen to him, he'll be on Spotify. So now a word from our sponsor. And we're back. So our next topic is going to be about SpaceX. So today, I heard about this earlier today, but I just didn't pay any attention to it. SpaceX launched the Falcon 9 and brought the first humans on the Falcon 9 to the International Space Station, and the rocket landed back on Earth. It was a success.
Oh, but yeah. Very crazy stuff. So what's the new accomplishment with this one instead of just regular bringing people to the International Space Station?
Falcon 9. Yeah, it landed back down, but they brought people on this one, the Falcon 9. It's the first time they had humans on the Falcon 9.
Oh, okay. So it's just an accomplishment for the Falcon 9, because it's not like the first time people have been on rockets.
No. But I mean, it's always cool when a rocket, you know, succeeds. You know, there isn't any screw ups.
It's funny. Cool. It's funny that there are some people that don't even believe that these rockets are going anywhere, doing anything. We can't even.
That's funny.
Well, you know what I mean? Like the conspiracy theorists that think
there's
not even an International Space Station sort of deal. There's not even space.
Yeah, that's funny. No, we're our own people.
And yet there's all these things happening. I think SpaceX being involved in these sorts of things kind of proves that those conspiracy theories are completely ridiculous, because a separate private company wouldn't be doing space stuff if you couldn't go to space.
Right. And I think that's cool also because I think that's interesting also because of the fact that we're looking at more private, you know, companies getting into the space market. I mean, think about this like this. I mean, it's always been NASA, like countries having their own space programs. And, you know, now it's we're looking at private companies getting involved. I mean, let's be honest. This is Elon Musk's like second job. Like, it's kind of like his hobby, you know what I mean?
Right.
In the daytime, he's running Tesla, he's revolutionizing the electric car industry. In the nighttime, he's working on SpaceX, you know, launching people into you know, trying to get to Mars or whatever. So yeah, but I think it's cool. I think it's a great accomplishment, not just for America, but for the private space industry. It kind of makes me think, what is the future of space going to be like? Are there going to be a lot more private, because like Amazon has their own private, Jeff Bezos owns a space company, what is it called, I don't remember, but it's they also have the same goal of going to Mars around the same time as SpaceX.
Yeah. Are they going to be like trying to record and send back information with people on Mars, or are they
they're trying to colonize it. So what is your opinion, Brody and Isaac? Do you think that private companies should be allowed to work in space and develop?
I think go to space? Private companies should be allowed to do virtually anything as long as it's not hurting people.
What is your take on this, Brody?
I don't know.
Well, do you care? Do you have an opinion?
Yeah, I kind of think space stuff is a waste.
Why?
You could spend your research and development doing many other things. Like, I don't think colonizing Mars is going to do anything. Like,
no, I agree, it's not. I mean,
like it's literally just like human race going, haha, fun and games.
Right, and how would it's kind of weird to think, how would a colony on Mars even work with Earth? How would the connection work?
I don't know.
I think how it's planned. I think how it's planned is we're literally just trying to create a new like version of us on a different planet. I think we're just trying to expand. I don't know. I don't think we're gonna have any connection.
Yeah, but expanding this, like, what are you gonna find out there in space?
I know. But okay. So think about it like this. Let's say, I don't know. Do you actually think
that the process of taking materials from space and bringing them to Earth is going to be efficient ever?
No.
Like trucking? Like, you think there's ever going to be trucking through the solar system? Like, I just don't think so, man.
I've always been a fan of space. Actually, growing up, I wanted to be an astronaut. I know it's funny, right? So I've always loved space, and I've always liked astronomy. And I've always enjoyed, you know, looking at the stars and dreaming about what could be up there, because I think it's interesting how we've evolved as humans from thinking that we're no more than just this Earth to then, oh, there's space. What's beyond space? What's beyond our galaxy? You know, what's out there?
Sure. I mean, it's cool to explore and learn about our surrounding planets, but Brody does. I do agree with Brody on that. It's never going to be a
economically. It's a waste.
It's never going to be getting resources for the human race. It's not feasible to bring resources back and forth.
I think Musk's brain power could be put, you know,
what, way, solving cancer,
way better use if he obsessed over the Earth, the world that he's on, instead of some world out there that he may not get to in his life.
I think the only way that space travel being a reasonable thing for resource gaining is if we found some sort of electric propulsion method to getting out of orbit.
Any propulsion method that wouldn't kill someone as soon as it goes.
Right.
Like, propulsion methods in space, you need an extreme amount of force, but, like,
well, not,
I think
not
you put someone in that and they'll be, like, destroyed or something.
Not
you know?
When you're in space. In space, it doesn't take a whole lot to get you to a certain speed so that you can move around. because there's nothing limiting you. But when you're on Earth, it takes an extreme amount of resources to get out of orbit, and then it needs, and it's not fast. It's not fast at all. So it's
no means, man.
It is kind of pointless and dumb.
I think you guys are looking at it all wrong. Yes, from an economic standpoint, it's not efficient.
It's so expensive to send out a spacecraft.
Exactly, I mean, but the more that we develop it, the cheaper it gets. I mean,
not necessarily.
It's like, it's like that with anything.
But
it costs back in the day. Okay, let me speak.
Okay.
Back in the day, let's talk about computers for a minute. Back in the day, if like, yeah, I don't know, like the first cell phone was like $10,000. The first laptop was outrageous. The first computers were outrageously expensive. And we've gotten to the point nowadays
where... Rockets have been around for a long time, buddy.
Well, okay, but now we've gotten to the point where... I realize that... Well, actually, computers, you know, you could consider like the 30s. Exactly.
Yeah.
But the point with the point I'm trying to make with rockets is, you know, space travel, is that yes, we got to Mars. We got to Mars. We got to the moon, right? The 1960s with Apollo 11. We got to the moon. And then we literally just stopped. You know, no one really looked, you know, no one really thought about space. I mean, yes, NASA still operated.
Well, if you
NASA's
think about
budget
space,
is very
anything,
tiny
anything
compared
besides
to
besides the moon is much further away.
Right.
Well, okay, fair enough, but I think us as humans, we're evolving to the point where maybe space travel will become a norm in the future, right? I'm not talking about science fiction,
for what?
Shit, right?
But here's the
for
difference.
What?
Here's the difference.
For what? Maybe we come up with a system that allows us to travel to other planets. Maybe Earth is just one little planet, one little sector of this giant, you know, space galaxy thing. I know I'm sounding crazy. I know I'm sounding like a Star Wars nerd or whatever, but I'm just saying, in the future, stuff is going to change, and we're going to evolve our technologies to the point where we can achieve these new feats.
Here's the difference,
right now,
Gage. Here's the difference, though. With computers and with phones, we're only limited by what we know how to do. But with space travel, we're limited by what the laws of science limit us to.
But new laws of science are discovered every day. There's something new. There's something that we don't know exists. There's something about gravity. I mean, sure. Hey, I'm also a believer in the we're living in a simulation theory. I'm also a believer in that. Elon Musk is as well, actually, funny enough.
Well, I don't see why that isn't possible, but like, it's hokey and it's ridiculous.
It's
ridiculous
to you and I,
but we don't have there's no way to disprove it.
There is no way to disprove it. It's a theory that, you know, if you get a couple smart people in the room, you know, we know what we know. Like, our brain is fixed to the ground. We know what we've been taught by other humans. Right, it's not like there's this giant book of what everyone needs to learn that was written by this giant, you know, God or whatever. Right, and I'm not trying to get on the religious side with the Bible or whatever. I'm not even referencing that.
Mumbles.
I'm saying if there was a I'm saying obviously there isn't a giant book that all the teachers look at and it's like, I need to make sure the humans know this, this, and this. Right, that's not what I'm saying. We teach ourselves what we learn. We learn new things every day. So the more that we evolve and the more that we learn, the more information that we have to then teach to people, right? So what we knew 200, 300 years ago is a lot different than what we know nowadays. We know we're so advanced now, but we're not advanced enough. We keep evolving every day. There's always something new in science and anything for that matter. And I think that the more that we go, the more that we're going to learn, and eventually we're going to learn a way to, you know, do something with space. I know that right now it doesn't seem plausible, but let's talk about back in the day. Planes weren't plausible. I mean, okay, if you asked someone about a plane back before cars or anything, they'd be like,
sure,
why
but
would I want to fly? I'm not a bird. Why would I want to fly? I'm not a bird. How would it help me in any way?
Gage, but the difference is there wasn't any pre-existing laws of science that told them that's not possible then. There's
right.
a different
okay.
scenario. There are things that we have mathematically and scientifically figured out that restrict us from being able to have something like that be feasible.
They were things that weren't mathematically possible before Einstein came about.
we
there are things that these scientists solve every
day. The universe to be limited by the speed of light, so it's not like we can just be jumping around planet to planet, planet to planet as like some huge intergalactic colony of people. It just wouldn't ever be feasible.
Both Einstein and Stephen Hawking both believed in the theory of time travel. That could also exist, right? I mean, okay, I get that. We just went from a serious topic about riots to fucking this crazy shit. But like, seriously, think about it for a minute. Ponder this. If this stuff really isn't possible, then what's the point of the human race? Right? We learn new things every day. Right, we learn how to do things every day in science, anything for that matter. What's to say that right now something that's impossible will still be impossible?
How do you know
the future?
The goal of the human race isn't to master the Earth that we're put on and not try to go someplace else? How do you know that?
Okay.
What if our job is to master the place we're at and not try to leave it?
Or what if our job is to try and preserve the Earth as long as possible? So
that's what I mean
by
master.
We are meant to go to other... I know, right. But maybe we're meant to go to other colonies, you know, create other colonies on other planets. We eventually are going to run out of resources, and the Earth will eventually die. It will, you know, when the sun implodes, we're going to die.
Oh,
I mean,
my goodness.
The Earth will die. But we could potentially move off the planet. We could do something else. I mean, listen,
the point is
thousands.
You will never see the Earth die. That's the point. Gage, you will,
I will never see the Earth
you
die.
You will never.
I will never see the Earth die. You will
so
never
why
see
are you worried
the Earth
about
die.
It? So why are you worried about it?
Because if we don't worry about it, or we don't at least put some thought into it, we will never achieve.
But the difference, that's so mind-bogglingly far away from happening.
That should be like the least of your worries, bro.
Exactly, but I'm just saying, we literally could solve anything, right? I mean, I've always believed in the philosophy that nothing is impossible. You say it's impossible, well, there's always a way to figure it out.
This isn't a discussion of possible, it's a discussion of pointlessness.
Well, you think it's pointless now, but in the future, I mean, okay, back in the day, someone would have said, oh, a cell phone, that's pointless. Or a mobile game or video game, that's pointless. That's a waste of time. But nowadays, it's a norm. And yeah, sure, video game and TV and all that, that's kind of a waste of time, in my opinion. However, it's an industry.
Ended up being a waste of time anyways.
It's a billion-dollar industry. No, it isn't, because it's a billion-dollar industry. These game developers are making billions every year. They're also paying taxes.
Listening to Midday Mumbles podcast, worthless industry anyways.
I know. Why you listen to this? Okay. Hey, listener, waste of time.
Okay. I get this conversation's kind of stupid, so maybe we should move on. So our final thing is Spider-Man. I just saw this before when we were writing the topics down, and J.K. Simmons has signed a deal to reprise his role in multiple Spider-Man sequels.
Who's J.K. Simmons?
Yeah,
J.K. Simmons is
the
guy that says, get me more pictures of Spider-Man.
What?
That's J.K. the funny guy?
No, the guy that's like, get me more pictures of Spider-Man. You know what I mean? He's the news guy. He's the bugle.
Yeah,
the
like
daily
the funny
bugle
part of the movie.
Yeah, right. Well, he was actually in the credits ending of the last movie. And he revealed Spider-Man's true identity or whatever. And I guess he's reprising his role in the next film and then in the following film or whatever. But
I mean, I don't...
Interesting.
It's not like he has a meaningful role in any of the Spider-Man movies.
Well, he's coming, but he's reprising his... I just think it's kind of cool. It's kind of like a, you know, a way to, you know, oh, for the fans, you know, whatever. It's cool. I think.
It's for the fans.
Sure.
Yeah, it's for the fans. It's for the fans. I mean,
I think all that matters is Tom Holland is the Spider-Man. I like
what are you
going to
do if they make one more movie and then Marvel and Sony disband and Sony goes and makes a ton of shit movies? All the fans
Tom
are
Holland
pissed.
As Spider-Man was the worst idea.
I heard that. I like Tom Holland Spider-Man. I think
heard
he's
that there's
great
a rumor
Toby
that
McGuire
Universal
is best Spider-Man.
No,
Tom Holland
no.
is. I think I heard that there was a rumor from Universal that Tom Holland and Robert Downey Jr. were going to not reprise, but they were going to play Doc and Marty in Back to the Future 4. Like, did you hear that rumor?
That'd be funny.
That would be funny. It would suck because I think Michael J. Fox, you know, and what's Doc's real name? I forget his name. Christopher Lloyd. I think they should. I don't know. They'll never make a Back to the Future 4, but still, it's always cool to dream. You know what I mean? Like, right, Brody? Impossible is never impossible.
I don't know.
They could do anything. But yeah, I just thought the J.K. Simmons thing was kind of interesting. I don't know. It doesn't really mean anything. It's not going to add anything.
No, not really.
Hey, so we're at 51 minutes. I suppose we should end the episode here. But we're going to have you listen to one more ad so that we can make another few cents. Now we're from our sponsor. And we're back to end out the episode. I hope you guys all enjoyed. I hope you guys, if you did enjoy, don't forget to share it with your friends, your mom, your nan, your brother, whatever. Just tell
everyone. I don't know if you want your mom listening to this, man.
I got a little crazy in this one. Maybe show your mom the next episode or something, or the one previous.
Next episode, we're interviewing someone, so stay tuned for that. Drop a like, comment. And also, we got a comment on a few of the last episodes from this person who says they love binging the episodes. I just want to say, if you're binging the episodes, thank you. Because we really appreciate it. We honestly do. I'll pull up the comment, actually, because I'll give you a shout out because I thought it was kind of cool. Because, there's this person that's just binging the episode. It's 9 Day says, I like binging these. And he said it on the Tucker Carlson versus Maine episode. So, you know what? It's 9 Day. Thank you.
You're a cool guy. Geez.
Yes. Oh, someone also, Jaden V. Wade said, haha, underrated as fuck. You know, okay, guys. We are underrated. We need hundreds of followers, right? Right, bro.
I don't know about that one, Gage. I think we're rated pretty much where we belong.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
You know, right now we have public subscribers.
I'm just saying, Gage. Don't get ahead of yourself. That's all I'm saying.
We recently got a subscriber from someone who just beat up. So, okay, if you want to look at our top whatever how many subscribers that we have, it goes. Someone has 69 subs, someone has 70 subs, and then someone just jumps up with 14,000 subs. I'm like, what the fuck? Someone subbed to us? It's got 15K? What the fuck? Right, I don't know. But, hey, I don't know. I think we're going to end it here, though. So thank you guys all for listening. I've been Gage. Don't forget to check out our email. And until next time, have a good one.